Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
The
problem seems fine.
There was no way out.
I don't have to be
good.
Therefore,
I don't
need
any
pain.
Made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve it now. The same thing. I still am not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be. But it will be only by your mercy. Have mercy on me, yeah. Please, Lord, cause I can't get it right. Please, Lord. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord,
Lord,
that I'm begging you, keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my knees.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you so much, Sister Danielle, for that introduction. Thanks, everyone, for joining our call here today on Friday. Let's see here, July the 15th. This month is moving very, very quickly, and I am excited about this month. I will turn 51 on the 20th, so anytime the Lord gives us a birthday and we're able to see it and celebrate it, it is a good thing. It is a good thing. So I'm very happy about that, and I'm looking forward to that birthday and having me a glass of cold water, sitting out back and listening to the birds sing. That is very peaceful. So our topic today is gravitate towards God. So I'm making a huge assumption that where you are right now in the moment, that there's gravity around you, gravity around you. If there ain't no gravity, maybe you're levitating in the air or something, but either way, your good energy should be spent gravitating towards God. So in this world, we have to open up our minds and imagine, as the song says, how beautiful heaven must be. And if you're going to gravitate or move, you have to be a person that's willing and open to grow spiritually. And I define that growth as, you know, trying to get better every single day. There's a term that is used in neurology, and I was looking it up. I want to define it for you. It's called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity. It's basically the ability of the brain to change in structure or function in response to an experience. It's also the quality, the state or quality of being neuroplastic, of having a brain that adapts to experience. So your brain is constantly adapting to the experiences that you've had in life. And there's some experiences we've had in our childhood, in early childhood and adolescent years that we don't let go of. We don't get over. We don't overcome. These things affect us sometimes all of our lives because we're not finding a way to let go of it and deal with it and move through it, move around it, and take it and draw it in and just say, you know what, this is my life experience. What can I do to make someone else's life better that had the same experience? Or what could I do to prevent someone from having such a traumatic experience? So when you think of neuroplasticity, we could go in several directions with this, but in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, it makes me think of the mindset. Whatever you think, you will become. Proverbs 23 and 7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." It reminds me of the law of attraction. And that's a law that, or a philosophy out there that just says that it claims one's thoughts and determines your reality. So that's why this mental thing is just so important for us to stay positive and get in a mental frame of mind, get in a frame of mind of positive affirmations and reading the Bible and making sure you set your own foundation and structure before you approach the day. Because storms are going to come. That's a given. Whether it's a good day or a bad day, there's still going to be storms. So you're going to have to set your own foundation. You're going to have to think about what it is you want for your life and what you want to do with your life. So what do you see in what you see in reality now are the seeds, the thoughts, and emotions you planted at a certain point in life. That's what one coach says. She calls it manifestation. So we manifest all of these things in our minds. And if you want to stay connected and close to God, you have to continue to study your Bible, read your Bible, write down verses, your go-to verses, reread them. The Bible says we need to be taught and retaught. So my question today is, what are you doing every day to attract Jesus into your presence? Are you praying a great prayer or the same one every time? Are you still treating people with the same sour attitude? Or did you find a way to make the person you love the most smile today? Are you letting the devil steal your joy? In 2 Corinthians 11 and 20, it says, "For ye suffer if a man bring you unto bondage, if a man devour you or take advantage of you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face." You know, don't let the devil dominion over your superpower, which is your brain. Your brain. Take it back and get control of it. So this is easier said than done, and we've talked about quite a few points today. How much time do we spend on self, improving self, upping your game, being better than you were yesterday? That's what we're talking about today when we're talking about gravitating towards God. And in Luke 13 and 25, it says, "When once the master of the house has risen up and have shut to the door and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not. whence you are. So God may close some doors that we want open, and we have to accept that. There's such a thing as a door that God closes, that a door that's the same door that the God opens. So in other words, if the door is shut in front of you and you turn around and go to another direction, there's always another door open. And that might have been the path you should have took in the first place. In Deuteronomy 26 and 10, it says, "And now behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God." So when you think of first fruits, a lot of us think of the physical fruit, you know, the apples, the oranges, the bananas, the grapes. And this verse or this word and terminology, first fruits, can mean multiple things. I think of first fruits being the best of your talent. How are you using your talents for the Lord? How are you using your first and best talents for the Lord? If that's being an electrician, are you using that to advance the church and help the church? If that is landscaping or mowing, are you using that to help and advance the church and grow the church? If you have talents at speaking and bringing people together within the church and the community, are you using those talents to help grow the church and build the church? Everything should be focused on gravitating towards God. And when you do that, God is going to bless you beyond measure. So earlier we defined the law of attraction, but from a societal standpoint, you know, why do we need laws in a civil society? Have you ever thought about it? Why is there speed limit laws? Why are the laws about how many feet you have to be buried under the ground? You know, when you watch TV and you turn on TV every single time, I think your questions are answered about why there should be laws in society. So in 1 Timothy 1 and 9, it says, "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and the sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers and manslayers." I tell you what, I think most of the biggest struggles that man has are struggles between choosing who they want to gravitate towards. You can't have one foot in the streets and one foot in God's purpose. It just, you cannot serve two masters. And I think that's the problem with a lot of people. They struggle with that. You can't be in the streets and in the church at the same time. You have to choose. So commit to gravitating towards God before it's everlastingly too late. Your inner house is your city, your domain, your dwelling place. And Isaiah 37 and 35 says, "For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." What are you doing to defend your city, that inner city? Every one of us can do that. So thank you so much for listening today. And I am going to turn to our prayer. And would you bow with me today in a word of prayer? Father, thank you so much for giving me the health and strength to battle with the illness of COVID and to feel much better today and to serve you in the best way I can and write out this lesson that helps me learn and help us learn to be better Christians. And thank you for allowing me to help to use my talent in such a great way. And we pray today for the sick and the healthy. We're praying for the caregivers that attend to everyone that's sick and everyone that might not be able to get out and do the things they want to do. But Lord, keep them mentally strong, that they're always encouraged by what you can provide. Lord, we're praying for abundance today. There's so many things you give us. Most of them we do not even see. Thank you so much for all the abundance and all the things you give us that we don't even know we have, Lord. Lord, thank you for financial wealth and means, and we thank you for not having financial wealth and means. Lord, we thank you for us being able to sacrifice and do the things we need to do to survive, but also teach and help others in the same situation. We learn how to be more efficient, more to be more productive with our income and provide more to the church so we can help it grow. We're praying for the married individuals and those who are single or divorced or widowed, that collectively, they look inside to be better people, as we talked about earlier. Every one of us can improve on who we are. We pray that today we treat others with dignity and respect, that we meet every single person. We pray for homes that are broken and the homes that are unbroken. Families that are together and families that are disconnected, we're praying for them today. And lastly, we're praying for safe travels for my father, and also safe travels for truckers, for my sister who's traveling, and for Brother Griffin, who mentioned he's traveling this week, and anyone else that may be under the sound of my voice, Lord. Thank you for this lovely Friday and everything you do with all our hearts, minds, and our gratification. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.